Reggie. Mona was at her gymnastics class, her favorite day of the week. She had just finished at bars and got her back hip circle all by herself. She was super happy. Miss Lori sent to class to get a drink before they went to Beam. Mona noticed the new girl, who was supposed to try the class today, sitting next to her mom. She wouldn't come in. She was very shy, so she sat with her mom and watched. It looked like she was about to cry. Her mom asked her why she didn't want to go in. "I don't have any friends here. I just want to go home." Mona felt awful. She set her water bottle down and walked over to the girl. "Hi," said Mona, smiling. "I'm Mona." She sat down next to her. Miss Lori saw her and smiled. The other girls went back to class, but Mona stayed out. "I'm 6. How old are you?" The girl held up 6 fingers. "Are you in 2nd grade?" asked Mona. The girl nodded yes. Mona continued, "My mom put me in gymnastics because she saw how much I liked to swing on the bars at the playground at school. We have a really fun playground with a lot of bars." The girl perked up and asked, "What school do you go to?"
"Northbrook, where do you go?" asked Mona.
"That's where I go too," said the girl. They both giggled. "What's your name?" asked Mona.
"Reggie, who's your teacher? I have Miss Collins."
"Miss Jacobs," said Mona. "That's why we've never seen each other.
Do you want to come into my spotlights class? Miss Lori is really nice."
By this time, Reggie was feeling very comfortable with Mona. Mona held her hand, and they walked over to Beam together. Miss Lori let Reggie stay with Mona the rest of class. Mona showed her what to do when she needed help, and Miss Lori had her smiling when they went to the trampoline. Mona's mom came over and sat next to Reggie's mom for the rest of class and afterward invited Reggie over to play. How different the day would have ended if Mona had not taken the lead to reach out to Reggie. Now they each have a new friend.